It was a lovely Saturday online last month at the ELCE's Day of Reflection, Singing Our Christian Faith. There was a wide range of songs and hymns, some written centuries ago, to ones written by ELCE members a few years ago. Each song had a story to go with it. When it came into being, we learnt about that. But I felt, more importantly, what we learnt was the story and memory revealed by the person who had nominated the song. It wasn't just that it was a good song, but that it was a good song for them because. And this is where it was simply lovely. Hearing how the song and a moment or memory, person or place, were fused together. Yes, often funerals and loved ones now in heaven were mentioned. But there were also weddings and youth rallies and quite a bit of sitting on cold floors as a school pupil, singing hymns. Did you know Crimond is a place in Scotland? I didn't. Sorry, Lutheran service book users, but Crimond is the tune for me, for the Lord's my shepherd. I also hadn't appreciated that the song, The Day Thou Gavest, was written at a time when the British Empire's reach was such that people began to have a real sense of the globe, and that whether we were waking or going to sleep, there were others going to sleep or waking, and this enriched or enhanced the Catholicity of the Christian Church, that it is universal, global, all around the world. I think all of us were captured and captivated by the poetry and imagery of Graham Kendrick's The Servant King, in verse 3, "Hands that flung stars into space, to cruel nails surrendered." Such and more were the fascinating moments of the day. It was the ELCE secretary, Doreen Rosser, who hit the nail on the head when, among the comments at the end, she reflected how good and informative and enjoyable the time was, but what she hadn't expected was how emotional it had been. It's obvious, once said, because songs are emotional. Music and song accompany us as few things do because they resonate within us. We carry them. They can express what is almost inexpressible. They can also work on us and shape us and influence us. They are powerful. Handle and use with care, which in Christian songwriting means that the words remain primary. Whether the words reflect our side of the relationship with God, or declare to us, remind us, teach others, what God has done for us, it is important that we are clear in their task. For Lutherans, we want to be clear about why, what, and how God relates to us, and then our response. Because most of the time, songs in the world and the messages in the world are about us and what we feel or do. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. The first part of Psalm 98. Christian songs for 2,000 years have been sung into their world, and those that have resonated for later generations are remembered and treasured. The songwriting still goes on, as it should, singing into our 21st century pandemic, internet, unequal, fearful world, new songs for our time. That God in Jesus on his cross has done a marvellous thing, and that the life we live in our time is full with Jesus. John chapter 10, verse 10. I suppose this just means more and more songs, past and present, can enrich our lives. Let's sing. And let's keep listening to Lutheran Radio UK. After all, it is all about Christ and to all God's children. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving joy and delight to your church through those who are skilled in music and the arts. Lead them to develop the gifts that you have given them, to dedicate their talents to your worship, and to serve your people humbly. May words and melodies reveal your grace and goodness and inspire us to love and service. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.